Well, it's just the last week of IPL's league stage remaining, John, and I think a pretty clear picture has emerged from this season. Chennai Super Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders, like we have been discussing for the last couple of weeks, they are setting the pace. They are the teams to beat, equally matched at the top of the table. And, you know, as of today, with Chennai Super Kings beating Rajasthan Royals, they are now the two teams who have already qualified for, given the point situation, they are the two teams that have already qualified for the knockouts. Obviously, the first and the second position is still hanging in the balance. Both of them will be fighting hard for that as well. So, but like I said, I mean, cream of the league so far this season. Apart from that, Rajasthan Royals seem to be sinking. Royal Challengers Bangalore on the up. Delhi's challenge is over. Mumbai's challenge hanging in the balance, surprisingly, because we didn't really expect them to be challenging despite everything. But yes, we have two teams that have qualified this week and two teams that have been knocked out.
Cheston, maybe if we sort of start from the bottom and work our way up, it's all over for Delhi Daredevils and Kings XI Punjab in terms of the playoffs. Could you make a case for saying that the games they played this week were almost a microcosm of their season?
In a way, yes. I think that's how you would go about defining it. Kings XI Punjab. You would think that they would be able to push in the final couple of weeks. Obviously, Delhi were in a position to force a result for themselves in terms that they were still in contention when this particular week started. But let's just start with the Kings XI Punjab. It's not really gone their way. And you can just see that the manner in which that they are experimenting with teams, or in fact the team combinations that have dropped, and you have Mitchell Johnson dropped, and they're just chopping and changing, trying to find the combination, and it's really not coming to them. If you look at it this past week, first of all, let's look at. First of all, let's look at Kings XI Punjab with the Kolkata Knight Riders, where Kolkata Knight Riders just won by a singular wicket, and despite the fact that Kings XI Punjab were defending 180 plus total, and like I said, their bowling has not really clicked as a unit. Akshar Patel made a name for himself this year. He's gone a bit missing. Anurag Singh, Sandeep Sharma, they have done most of the hard work. Mitchell Johnson's gone missing. Again, he was missing on that particular day, not playing. Before that, they played Royal Challengers Bangalore, and we spoke about that match last week itself. It was a 200-run-plus target for them, and they were bowled just 88. So, Kings XI Punjab, not there at all. And like you said, yes, a reflection. For Delhi, we had discussed that, Sunrisers Hyderabad, the match against Sunrisers Hyderabad, they need to win that match to keep their hopes alive. Didn't happen, and they ended up going out of the tournament as well. 157, Yuvraj Singh not playing. Again, Quinton de Kock coming in, but sometimes too late, you want to say. Manoj Tiwari was even asked to open, and, the draw matches, the only positive thing about them was perhaps the two leg spinners. I think they really need an infusion of some Indian blood, get a marquee Indian player. Not talking about Yuvraj here, somebody who can lead the side. I'm not sure how good a captain JP Duminy was. And just to mention that Gary Kirsten's record as a T20 coach is looking pretty poor now.
Yeah, you touched upon Sunrisers Hyderabad there, Chetan. They had a strong week, really, with two wins where they really had to win, against Delhi and against Rajasthan, just when they needed it most. What's been behind this most recent upsurge for you?
I think the main thing we discussed was that they lacked a batting firepower below David Warner and Shikhar Dhawan, and they had plenty of options to choose from in terms of their bowling, but the thing was somewhere they lacked, especially in the middle order, to just make a push in those final stages. I think they've been able to do that in the last two games, and particularly because they have dropped both in bowl and Dave Steyn, and they have retained an all-Indian bowling attack. Similar to Chennai Super Kings, you have Ishant Sharma, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Praveen Kumar, So that's your three seamers, and then you have Moses Enriquez and Ravi Bopara and Kern Sharma and Hanuma Vihari turning their arms over. So they've compromised on their bowling. They've realized if we get the runs on the board, I think it's half the job done, and that's what they have done. You have Shikhar Dhawan and David Warner giving you starts. Moses Enriquez, Ravi Bopara, and even Morgan have been in superb touch in the last couple of matches. So, you know, these three players making the difference in middle order, and that's what's worked for Sunrisers.
It certainly has. And another team that had a good week, and I think, again, they had to, really, Mumbai Indians, that they've got to be pretty pleased with a couple of wins this week where they came back from difficult positions.
Absolutely. The win against Chennai was one that particularly stood out. It almost struck Chennai's week, but you know, they made a formality of beating Rajasthan Royals today and escaped. But yeah, talking about Mumbai Indians, beating Chennai Super Kings in their own den is no small feat. They lost against Royal Challengers Bangalore today, but they managed to you know, reduce deficit. I mean, Royal Challengers Bangalore scored 235 runs, and in reply, Mumbai were, you know, shot by just 39 odd runs. That's a good performance any way you look at it, and that's what they have done. Is they've managed to equalize the run rate, nearly equalize the run rate, so it's not going to hurt them. But again, they still need the points going into the last match. But I think they should really derive confidence from the fact that they have a solid batting opening partnership. Rohit Sharma playing the anchor role in the middle. They have the youngsters who are firing up. Kiran Pollard looks in good touch. Their bowling is firing. I mean, Lasith Malinga did not play in Chennai, and yet they were able to beat the Super Kings. So it's getting pretty interesting, and I'm just getting a feeling of Rajasthan Royals fallout. When it's Sunrisers, then I think the direct competition is between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Mumbai Indians, because I think Sunrisers, I think Royal Challengers Bangalore will definitely make it to the top four.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chetan, and was just going to come on to Bangalore next. I mean, what about the way they're playing? Centuries from Chris Gayle and AB de Villiers this week. Mitchell Stark's in good form. Virat Kohli's scoring runs. They really have had an exceptional week, haven't they?
Absolutely. Mitchell Stark got wickets for them as well. So, you know, their main players are firing. I think that's the good deal about Royal Challengers Bangalore at the moment. And this is the business end of the tournament. You want your big hitting players, you want your marquee players, impact players to be in form, help you get that momentum. I think they're looking very, very dangerous with Chris Gayle in form, Virat Kohli in form, AB de Villiers in form, Mitchell Stark in form. They're looking good, they're feeling good, they're gelling as a unit, they're winning as a unit, and they've got that momentum going. So they qualify and get into the knockouts, you know, with that sort of momentum and with that sort of, and with those sort of form players, they can prove to be very dangerous. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say maybe they have an outside chance of winning the IPL this season.
Yeah, maybe less than an outside chance, Chetan. A lot of people that I'm talking to are sort of saying I fancy Chennai or Bangalore. Those are the sort of two that that people are tipping. And what about the reigning champions then, Kolkata? Would you say they're doing what they need to do to keep their title defence on track, or is that being a little bit harsh on them?
No, I think they have done enough so far. I think the major deal with them is somebody like Sunil Narayan, who's been on and off, but he's come back with a vengeance. He's in four wickets in that game against Kings XI Punjab. I think what they really need to do is figure out their top order. With Kadam, Robin Thapa is looking in good touch, but he's getting starts and he's not going straight till the end, or batting like major part of the innings, say 15 out of 20 overs. That's what he needs to start doing. Gautam Gambhir and Manish Pandey, Gautam Gambhir is misfiring a bit. Manish Pandey has had a torrid season of IPL this year. But the one man who's holding their batting together is Andre Russell. In fact, he's doing very well all round for them. So I think he's been a superb player for Kolkata Knight Riders. Perhaps he is also the player of this IPL season for me. He's getting them together, but they have a very fantastic bowling option or bowling bench to choose from. And we have to keep in mind that, where the matches are going to be played. They're going to be played in Pune, Mumbai, Chennai, and the Eden Garden. So you're looking at pitches which are actually slow in nature. So Kolkata Knight Riders, will probably have that bit of an advantage in the knockouts. At the moment, they are doing enough to what needs to be done. They've won their matches. They are true to the knockouts. It's now about winning those two matches.
And moving on to Rajasthan Royals, Chetan, we've talked about them being in free fall. It looks very much like they're about to get swallowed up by the pack, and they've only just got one more game to go, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think this happened to them last year also. In the last three matches, they needed one win to qualify for the knockouts, and they lost all three matches. It's similar this time around. We discovered they need 2 points from their two games. It's not happening. They need to really win against Kolkata Knight Riders, against Ahmedabad. Kolkata have already qualified, mind you, but they have not qualified in first position. Bangalore, in such momentum, they could still finish second. So Kolkata will go all out to confirm that finishing in the top two. So not an easy task ahead of Rajasthan Royals. I think they are looking shambolic at the moment. It's just a free fall. They've lost. They're just chopping and changing quite a bit. I think they've lost direction under Shane Watson. I think from the next season onwards, they really need to appoint Steve Smith as full-time captain.
Yes, I'd go along with that as well, Chetan. Of course, they lost again today to Chennai, who are now back on top. I mean, they seem to me to not necessarily be firing on all cylinders at all times, but when they need to step up, when they need a performance, they've obviously got the depth to be able to do that, and that's what's working for them.
Absolutely. I think they've scraped through Chennai this year. It's surprising because that's how good they are. I mean, I was just doing the stats on Suresh Raina. He scored at, 26 per innings this season. He usually scores at 35 to 40 every season, and that's why you see that Chennai Super Kings are not scoring 160, 180. They're struggling 130, 150. They're struggling. They're not even scoring that easily. Earlier, they used to score 160, 180 easily. So I think that's taken its toll. But the point of the fact of the matter is that at this stage, with the knockouts approaching, you need the momentum. You need the sort of momentum and the confidence that Kolkata Knight Riders have. I'm sure Chennai Super Kings have a lot of confidence as well. But the sort of momentum that somebody like a Royal Challengers Bangalore have, somebody like a Mumbai Indians have, or maybe to an extent Kolkata Knight Riders, I'm not sure Chennai Super Kings have that. So that could turn out to be a difference in the knockouts. But, you know, Chennai Super Kings, perennial favourites, they might just turn out to be a totally different side. Very confident, behave like two-time champions, perennial favourites. Then we might see a completely dominant Chennai in the knockouts. They might be saving it for the knockouts.
Chetan, we talk a lot about the young players on this show that produce fine performances in the IPL. We had a good little cameo this week from Hardik Pandya, a name that some of our listeners might not be too familiar with. Impressive stuff from him.
Absolutely. I thought Mumbai were Darren Barrett when he came to bat. Rohit Sharma had got him out, but he changed the course of that game. And Mumbai needed that win over Chennai. They need to make a point. They needed a point on the table as well. Their season was hinging on that victory because we saw them lose today. Obviously, they wouldn't have known that they would be pummeled by AB de Villiers, but Royal Challengers Bangalore are never an easy opposition. So I think that was a huge win, huge morale boost for the youngster, not only because it gave Mumbai that victory, but it's also, I would say, you know, they won in Chennai, who are perennial favourites. So a huge confidence booster, not only for his team, but also for the youngster.
And we saw some sort of very high-scoring matches this week, Chet, and a few no contests and a few very close games, going, you know, one wicket, six runs, four runs. Which would you pick out as your sort of match of the week?
I think the Kolkata Knight Riders, Kings 11 Punjab takes the cake for me. I mean, just the one wicket in there, just the one delivery left in the end. I thought Piyush Chawla and Andre Russell did. I mean, it was gone from the grass, but Andre Russell got that half century. Piyush Chawla hit those lusty blows. I thought that was a standout game for me. Kolkata Knight Riders showed why they are defending champions and also forced to reckon with the season. And Kings 11 showed why they are nowhere, because they put on 180 and they lost. So, yeah, I think another reason for the high score this time is because it's almost the off season around the corner, so pitches are getting slower and slower, and the batsmen are, and they're being rolled more so that more runs can be scored off them and the ball can bounce nicely. So they're becoming easier to bat on, which bodes well because the knockouts are here and you want high-scoring games, close games in the knockouts.
Absolutely right. Just looking ahead a little, Chetan, as we sort of come towards the end of our show this week, one factor to consider, maybe, as we look ahead to the playoffs, is we've got New Zealand taking on England shortly, which means some teams will lose some key players, the New Zealanders chiefly. Who do you think this might hurt the most?
I think Brendan McCullum is the one name that comes to mind, and Chennai Super Kings, he was instrumental. He's almost, he scored 100 this season, he's got a couple of big 50s, he was instrumental today as well. And they have a settled partnership, you know, they have a settled opening pairing, they have a settled top order. So, and obviously, out of the three, Smith, McCullum and Raina, I think McCullum is the one who's looked, who scored the most number of runs. Apart from that, I think it also might hurt Mumbai Indians, who are Mitchell McLanaghan, because he's been terrific with the ball for them. So that's there. Tim Southee and you have Trent Bolt. I'm not sure they'll be missed as much because, again, Tim Southee's not really featured that much for Rajasthan Royals, plus Rajasthan Royals are on the verge of an exit. And, Sunrisers have already got rid of Trent Bolt because they're opting for a batsman-friendly combination. So I think McCullum and most of all, Mitchell McLanaghan for Mumbai Indians, I think that'll be the most hurtful case.
And finally, Chetan, with everything to play for in the final week, which games in particular are you most looking forward to in the next 7 days?
Well, I think we have Rajasthan Royals and KKR on Saturday, and I think that's a game to watch out for because that's the penultimate day of the league stage, and Rajasthan Royals have everything to play for. The next day, or Sunday, that is, and the last game of the league stage is Sunrisers Hyderabad versus Mumbai Indians. If you remember, at the top of this podcast, I have told you that I think it is going to be between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Mumbai Indians for the fourth place spot. So we might be looking at a sort of a quarterfinal situation to get into the knockouts. You know, who the winner takes all, that sort of a situation. But to get there, Sunrisers Hyderabad are playing Royal Challengers Bangalore, and Mumbai Indians are playing Kolkata Knight Riders before that. So these are not easy games for both sides. So imagine if they both lose their respective games and then go into Sunday playing each other. And like I said, it probably will be winner takes all.